Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Danielle Ozarovar and we begin with a brief domestic news bulletin. Seven people were injured by a drunk driver who crashed into a refreshment stall at a tuning party on Saturday night. The driver allegedly lost control of his vehicle and witnesses say he unexpectedly swerved into a crowd of people standing around the refreshment stall. Three people were flung face up to 3 years in prison for drinking and driving and causing grievous bodily harm. Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek has called on the Social Democratic Party deputies to support a bill on same-sex registered partnership, which will be presented to Parliament next week. The bill, which would enable gays and lesbians to enter into a form of marriage, has been rejected by Parliament several times in the past, failing to get approved by just one vote on the previous occasion. Although opinion surveys suggest that the public is liberal-minded with respect to homosexuals and would support gay marriages, the Christian Democratic Party remains strongly opposed to it. Likewise, some deputies for the Civic Democratic Party and the Communists claim that registered same-sex partnerships would undermine the institution of marriage in society. A 46-year-old woman priest of the Czechoslovak Hussite Church has gone on hunger strike in protest against alleged undemocratic practices within the church. Milena Tomešová claims that the church management is blinded by power and ambition and that this clique rules the Czechoslovak Hussite Church with an iron hand and censorship. The church patriarch Jan Schwarz is likewise at war with the management after pointing out to the media that some Hussite churches were demanding fees for christenings and other church ceremonies, which he said was totally unacceptable. The church management is refusing to communicate with the press. A 29-year-old woman has admitted to killing her boyfriend and chopping him into pieces with a saw, a police spokeswoman said. The murdered man's body parts wrapped in plastic bags were found by road workers scattered in several locations along a main road near the town of Klatovy. The woman admitted to having committed the murder about a fortnight ago, but the police say the motive of the crime remains unclear. It could be a disagreement over money or infidelity, a police spokeswoman said. And finally, a look at the weather forecast. Monday is expected to be partly cloudy with day temperatures between 21 and 25 degrees Celsius. I'm Danielle Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.
This is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio, and I'm David Vaughan. In just a few seconds, we'll be looking through some of your letters and answering your questions in Mailbox. Then we'll bring you our regular Letter from Prague, and in Encore, we'll once again delve into some recently released classical recordings. We'll be hearing the bizarre sound of the serpent and the rather more soothing tones of the harp, with some works by an almost forgotten 18th century Czech composer. But first of all, over to Pavla with your letters.
Hello and welcome to Mailbox, Radio Prague's weekly program in which we read from your letters and answer your questions. In response to our ABC of Czech series, we have received a number of emails asking us to send recipes for the meals we speak about in the language course. Unfortunately, we do not have the recipes in English at our disposal, but the internet is a vast source of information, including recipes for traditional Czech dishes, believe it or not. So the best way to find them is to look the recipes up on Google or any other search engine. But you may encounter some problems, such as Linda Mary Hauptmann from the United States.
I wrote to you a few weeks ago about recipes for Czech dishes. I tried Google, but they directed me to sites that had nothing to do with food, Czech or otherwise.
Well, the fastest way to find such a recipe for a particular dish that caught your attention in the ABC of Czech is to type its name into the search box and press Enter. In case you're using Google, put it in quotation marks to narrow the scope, and you're instantly given several websites to choose from. On the same topic, Arcadia Wiley from New Zealand has sent us this email.
I like reading your website, radio.cz, on the internet, especially about Czech cuisine. I heard about langos. They said it is nice to eat. I would like to know how to make it. Could you send me a recipe for this?
Actually, langos is not a Czech dish at all. If you are familiar with Central European languages, the sound of the word will suggest to you it is actually Hungarian. Langos became a very popular type of fast food in this country a couple of decades ago, having arrived via Slovakia. Langos, as it is prepared here, is a deep-fried pancake, quite bland on its own, but it tastes lovely with garlic, for example. Again, the quickest way to find a recipe is to enter the word langos and the word recipe in any search engine and then choose the recipe you prefer. Since all those requests arrived by email, I assume internet connection is not a problem for those who asked for the recipes. Moving on now, we mustn't forget that Radio Prague is actually a radio station and not an internet newspaper, but these two faces of Radio Prague can be usefully connected, as Rolf Francis from Canada, who is a subscriber to our email news bulletin, mentions.
Early in the morning, I sometimes hear Radio Prague via the CBC local station, and I hear all the familiar names that I read on the daily news. I particularly enjoy the news as a way to keep connected to Prague while back in Canada for the summer.
We are here not only to inform you about what's happening in the Czech Republic right now, but also about the country's history and how some Czech people influenced things worldwide. One of the tools is our monthly competition here on Mailbox. Deborah Floyd from the United States has sent us this email.
I always look forward to your questions of the month and hope you continue to run this series. They're real mind teasers and very entertaining. It's a great way to learn how much Czechs and people of Czech ancestry have contributed to the world.
And our listener Amela Omerspachic from Bosnia and Herzegovina writes,
"The questions are very interesting. I can hardly wait for every new one."
Thank you very much. We try our best. So let me repeat the question for the month of June. In the 1930s, an alternative typewriter keyboard to the QWERTY keyboard was invented and patented in the United States by a man of Czech origin. The man, who was born in 1894 and died in 1975, used his extensive knowledge of linguistics and body mechanics to create a simplified keyboard which was supposed to speed up typing and reduce the typist's fatigue. If you think you're still in the dark, there's a clue. He has the same surname as a world-famous Czech composer, who was actually his distant relative. Please send your answers to us by the end of June to the usual address, Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, or english@radio.cz. The lucky winner we will draw out of the hat will receive a CD of Czech music. And one last reminder for everyone who'd like to win a free trip to Prague. You only have 3 more days to send your entries for this year's Radio Prague annual competition. All you have to do is send us a few lines on the following subject: what Czech beer means to me. The winner will receive a week's stay for 2 in the Czech Republic, and there are other attractive prizes for the runners-up. The winning entry will be aired on Radio Prague in 6 languages, and the winner and a partner will be accommodated in family style in the heart of Prague at the Hotel Falkensteiner Maria Prague, while your flight will be courtesy of Czech Airlines, your travel partner to the Czech Republic. Don't forget, Wednesday is the deadline, and the address is Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, or cr@radio.cz. Till next time, goodbye.
Mailbox there with Pavla Horáková, and please keep your letters coming in. Now to Dita Asiedu with this week's Letter from Prague.
V neděli v odpoledne to bejvalo moje. V neděli v odpoledne to bejvalo moje. Vyšel jsem na zahrádku, volal jsem na Mariánku. Vyšel jsem na zahrádku, volal jsem na Mariánku.
Now I don't know how this music makes you feel, but it definitely gives me goosebumps. Not because I don't like it, but on the contrary, because I love it. A few nights ago, a friend, who's a tour manager here in Prague, took me to a folklore night on the outskirts of the city that's held just for tourists, and I was taken back in time to when I was a little girl and spent New Year's Eve at my grandmother's. It was in Czechoslovakia, and the country was still under communist rule. My mother would drop me off at my granny's, who'd spend all day decorating the living room just for me. Just the sheer memory of the sweet smell of baked goods that always filled the room, and the dinner table full of open-top sandwiches and filled palačinky, or thin pancakes, still makes my mouth water. But all of that was not what I had waited for all day. It was the special New Year's Eve folklore program on television, where groups from all corners of the country performed the most popular songs. My grandmother, and on special occasions my grandfather, would dance with me all night to the sound of the dulcimer band, clarinet, and even a bohemian bagpipe. I always had the time of my life dancing the polka, the mazurka, and the waltz. And this is actually the memory that I treasured the most when I got to Germany after a Christmas holiday at my grandmother's. It was only some 20 years later that I moved back to Prague for good. But what I remembered of the country was not what I found waiting for me. Folk music was only popular in the rural areas and sung by the older generation. My generation had trouble remembering the words, couldn't identify with the sound of the dulcimer or bohemian bagpipe, and those from the city wouldn't be caught dead wearing the traditional costume. So, when I sat in the room full of tourists on Thursday night, my eyes filled up with tears. A million things raced through my mind, from the loving memory of my grandmother, who passed away not too long after I moved here, to today's younger generation, who prefer partying to music containing mostly swear words rather than songs of love and the appreciation for the little things in life.
Letter from Prague there with Dita Asiedu. For the rest of the programme, we enter the world of Czech music with our monthly encore, which I recorded earlier this week, as usual, with Patricia Goodson. And the programme starts with a good stirring polka. Back again with another edition of Encore. I'm David Vaughan.
And I'm Patricia Goodson.
And, well, what we've just been hearing there is part of a classic recording of Bedřich Smetana's polka Souvenir of Plzeň, as performed by the distinguished Czech pianist Ivan Moravec.
Is this a new recording?
In fact, it isn't. It was released some time ago, but I wanted to play it so that listeners could compare it with what is a new recording from a two-disc set recently put out by the newly reopened Czech Museum of Music, which I know that you, Patricia, recently visited.
Yes, and it's wonderful. It's in an old, I think it was a hospital, or no, it was a church, and then it became a hospital. It's a Baroque building. It's been restored. And the best thing, other than, of course, the instruments on display, is that you can put on some headphones and hear recordings of the instruments being played. So now the museum has released a collection of these recordings, so visitors can take home a souvenir of their visit.
And presumably you don't actually have to visit the museum to get one. I'm sure that you can order one through your CD store.
Absolutely. Well, let's listen now to that same polka performed on a piano built around 1830 in Plzeň, coincidentally, and which was played by Smetana himself. This piano has 5 pedals, and the pedals change the timbre of the instrument, much like an organ stop might.
Well, I can't wait to hear it, so let's hear an extract. Thank you.
That's amazing, isn't it? Those are the sounds which Smetana would have had in his imagination while composing, and they're really quite different from today's instruments.
And there is a lot of variety on the different sounds that that piano makes, isn't there? I mean, I wonder if Smetana would have actually found our pianos today rather limited.
Well, probably, certainly in some ways. And now, David, if I may indulge myself, I would really like to hear what a serpent sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
This is a wind instrument which is shaped like a flattened double S curve from the Baroque era. And it was used at first to beef up the singing of Gregorian chant in churches, and later was used by military bands. And it is described in a 1914 orchestration textbook as having, and I quote, the appearance of a disheveled drainpipe which was suffering internally. And Berlioz wrote of its frigid and abominable blaring.
Well, I think we're going to have to hear that, aren't we, from, once again, the same recording from the Czech Museum of Music. Sound of the serpent there, just the thing for a Gregorian chant.
And that was an anonymous piece from the 16th or 17th century, played on a serpent, made in Vienna in approximately 1800.
And now let's go on to one more selection from the museum CD. This time it's a minuet for harp from Jan Ladislav Dusik's Sonatina in E flat major. Dusik's a composer who we have in the past featured on Encore. And here it's performed by Hanna Milerova-Jozova.
Well, that was lovely. Mrs. Milerova-Jozova has just released a CD of harp symphonies by Jan Krtitel Krumpholz, who is more often known as Jean-Baptiste Krumpholz, because Jan Krtitel, if I can say that correctly, means John the Baptist. And he left his native Bohemia as a young man and enjoyed great success as a composer and performer on the harp in Paris. He also contributed considerably to technical improvements to the harp and worked closely with the leading harp maker of the day, Sebastian Erard, in Paris, and Erard made the instrument we just heard.
And I believe, Patricia, that it was also some pieces by Krumpholz that inspired Erard to make the various technical innovations that have first appeared on this particular model of harp.
That's right. Miss Milerova-Jozova's CD has pieces from that time. So let's listen to part of the Rondo Allegro from Krumpholz's Sonata in G, Opus 11, number 2.
Thank you.
So that was part of the Rondo Allegro from Krumpholz's Sonata in G, Opus 11, number 2. Now, there are a couple of sayings about Czechs. One is that they have zlaté ruce, or golden hands, as far as fixing or making anything is concerned. And the other is that they are a musical nation. So, Czech to muzikant is how the saying goes. If you're a Czech, you're a musician. And Krumpholz seems to have embodied both of these characteristics.
He seems to have been a very gifted man, but he was very unlucky in love. His wife, who was also a celebrated harpist and his former pupil, had a love affair with none other than Dusík, and she ran off to London with Dusík. And a year later, poor Krumpholz threw himself into the Seine, which is the most tragic ending.
Well, we don't want to end Encore on too much of a tragic note, so let's close at least with some of his music, which is rather less tragic. The first movement of his Symphonie Concertante in F major, Opus 5, number 1. And don't forget that you can write to us here at Radio Prague at 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, or send us an email to english@radio.cz. But for the time being, from me, David Vaughan.
And Patricia Goodson.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ici Radio Prague, programme en langue française des émissions internationales de la radio tchèque, Onde Courte. Pour bénéficier d'une agréable réception, voici la grille de nos horaires en temps universel et fréquence en kilohertz. Six heures vingt-sept. Europe, 5930, 7345. 7h30, 7h57, Europe, 9880, 11600. 16h30, 16h57, Europe, Afrique Centre, 5930, 17485. 18h30, 18h57, Europe, Afrique Ouest, 5930, 13580. 22h, 22h27, Amérique du Nord, 9415, 7345. Nous vous invitons à l'écoute sur le web. Pour cela, veuillez vous connecter au site www.radio.cz/français. Radio Prague est aussi sur le satellite. Vous trouverez toutes les informations sur notre site www.radio.cz/français.